Blackstone Audio presents Brainwave by Paul Anderson. To Karen, of course. Chapter 1. The trap had closed at sundown. In the last red light, the rabbit had battered himself against its walls until fear and numbness ached home, and he crouched, shaken by the flutterings of his own heart. Otherwise, there was no motion in him, as night and the stars came. But when the moon rose, its light was caught icily in his great eyes, and he looked through shadows to the forest. His vision was not made to focus closely, but after a while it fell on the entrance to the trap. It had snapped down on him when he entered, and then there had been only the flat, bruising beat of himself against the wood. Now, slowly, straining through the white, unreal haze of moonlight, he recalled a memory of the gate falling, and he squeaked ever so faintly with terror. For the gate was there now, solid and sullen against the breathing forest. And yet it had been up, and had come thunking down. And this now-then doubleness was something the rabbit had never known before. The moon rose higher, swinging through a sky full of stars. An owl hooted, and the rabbit froze into movelessness as its wings ghosted overhead. There was fear and bewilderment, and a new kind of pain in the owl's voice, too. Presently it was gone, and only the many little murmurs and smells of night were around him. And he sat for a long time, looking at the gate, and remembering how it had fallen. The moon began.